Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren Donick and Chase on this Monday afternoon. We now talk with Dan Rosen, NHL.com. Dan, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, guys, but a little bit more in your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's set the table for Dan, just to, for perspective, because obviously, Dan, this is not your normal show. We're mixing in the sports part of this with the bigger picture here, but sure. You, I believe, are in New Jersey, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so what's the atmosphere around you? I just in watching some of what's going down here. I know on the front end of things, I think there's a lot of proactive moves by your area. So how has it affected you? What's the status of you right now?
You know what? Bunkered down with I'm doing work from home. My wife is working remotely from home. The kids are out of school. They say for 2 weeks. I bet you it goes longer. And I got a 10-year-old in fifth grade and a 5-year-old who's still in pre-K. They each have their stuff that they got to be doing. I'm pretty much spent my morning here homeschooling a 5-year-old. So I'm, you know, one day in and I'm already dying for some hockey, and it's not coming. Look, I mean, everybody is taking this very, very seriously. There's no question about it. We have our little neighborhood here with a couple of houses that, you know, we've sort of had the kids have been hanging out and playing outside as much as they can over the weekend. But we're not going anywhere. We're not really doing much. Get to the food store if you can, pharmacy if you need. But otherwise, it's hunkered down at home. I think they're talking about a curfew now starting tonight or tomorrow night in my town of 8 p.m. So that's coming. There's four documented cases of coronavirus in my town. So you got to be aware. You got to be very, very careful. Washing our hands. My hands are very dry right now because I've been washing them constantly and putting hand sanitizer on it as much as possible. Everybody's working remotely as best we can. And as a group for NHL.com, we're in the process now of devising some content plans. We've got one content plan for sure that's going to get started rolling out, which is sort of a rehash of our 31 and 31 series that we do typically in August. But it's going to be one or two teams per day, a look back at the season, what's gone on, highlights, surprises, things like that, just to keep hockey fans with a little bit of content. I'll be doing my mailbag as I do weekly. But still, everything else is pretty much on hold. But we're trying our best here to come up with some content plans that will at least keep some hockey fans interested and, frankly, us going, because we all love it as much as everybody else does. And without it, we're kind of lost too. So we're trying to come up with as much content plan as we possibly can. Keep everything moving as best we can.
No doubt about it. Dan, we appreciate you joining us during recess right now so you could step away from teaching and homeschooling to join us. What do you think, and I know I'm just asking your opinion, but there's so many layers to get through this, and everything's going to be put on hold for a good while, but what do you think, because today the NFL announced like they're going to have a draft as of right now. It's not going to be their typical draft. It was supposed to be in Las Vegas. It's not going to be obviously a public function anymore. What do you think is the next big piece of information that's going to come out eventually on the NHL side of things, in your opinion?
Well, there was a big piece of information today that came out where a change in the directive from late last week, which they are now allowing players who have been self-quarantined basically in their home market city to travel home if that's not considered their home base, So Canadian players, if they play in the U.S. market, they're allowed, based on travel restrictions, obviously, they're allowed to go home. Europeans the same way, but once they get there, they then have to self-quarantine themselves for, I think, through the 27th or something along those lines. And then there's going to be talk once that passes. There's now the next phase turns to they're hoping, I guess the CDC put out sort of like a 60-day moratorium on gatherings of, you know, crowds at this point, 50 people or more. Some along those lines. I don't have all those facts correct, but the NHL is hoping that on the early end of that, in a 45-day range, that they may be able to open some sort of training camp because they're going to have to get these guys back on the ice and training in sort of a camp before they resume whatever type of season we're going to resume. So that's the hope. That's the latest directive. Players who were supposed to be self-quarantined in their home market are now allowed, if need be, and based on travel restrictions, to go home, wherever their home may be, and self-quarantine there. And then the other part of that is club facilities, hopefully in a couple of weeks, will be able to open for small group, scheduled small group training. So not the whole team, but maybe four players from that team, provided those players, obviously, and this goes without saying, are not showing any symptoms.
Dan Rosen is with us talking NHL. And Dan, it dawns on me that the league has to prepare for the best case scenario. And so I think this is how I'm taking it in. I'm very hopeful that this is what ends up happening, but I'm also wary that this is probably the best case scenario, right? It could be a lot longer, realistically.
Well, as everybody is, they're taking their guidelines from the authorities above them, that authorities that are the experts in this field. And, you know, I mean, typically when we're talking about taking guidelines from something in the hockey world, it's taking guidelines from the National Hockey League. That's what the teams do. That's what the American Hockey League and the ECHL does often. It's frankly, a lot of times what, you know, minor hockey does. They take it from the directive of the National Hockey League, which is considered obviously the biggest and the best and the leaders in the industry. But now that's completely out the window because the NHL is not leaders in this industry with the CDC and Health Canada and all of that. So yes, they're taking the directives from them, trying to look at it in a, what I gather is a best case scenario, at the same time understanding that this can change hour by hour if need be, if not day by day. So that's the directive today. And the perfect example of that is they had a memo sent out to the players on, I believe it was Friday, that said self-quarantine in your home market for now. Today, a new memo goes out saying, effective immediately, players can opt to return home outside of the club's home city, including outside of North America, to the extent that flights are available and travel isn't restricted. So it changes, but this is, look, I mean, they're being realistic yet optimistic, and that's really what you have to go with.
I think that's a smart approach for sure, is try to strike that balance. Dan, it is just as you pointed out, there was a directive on Friday or Saturday, whatever it was, and then here's a new directive on Monday. It just does illustrate how quick things are moving in this process, right? It's so unlike anything we've ever seen.
Well, it is. It's a complete, the way of life that we normally know it is completely different for everybody, right? So, but from the National Hockey League's perspective, they are simply just going by the knowledge that they're gaining. And I think they're in constant communication with representatives from all the authorities, from the state, from the local, state, federal, the CDC, Health Canada, constant communication, because you have to remember, I mean, this is a large community that works within very close quarters, right? It's not always the case that, you know, there's a community, and it's the same with the NBA, obviously, and Major League Baseball. It's a large community that works in close quarters that are in constant contact with each other. So you have to take the directives from the authorities on this one, and it's constantly changing, and there's really no way to actually nail it down and say, all right, we got our hands on it. We've got our arms wrapped around this now. We've got a handle on this, because your handle, it's like, you know, like a slippery football, man. It's going to fly right out of your hands, you know, or a puck that just won't stay on your stick. It's going to change in the next little while. It does for all of us. I mean, my town yesterday, we didn't have a curfew at 8 o'clock. Today, we may have a curfew at 8 o'clock, you know?
Yeah, well,
you know, that's the way it is.
With that in mind, I do wonder if I am a European player and I'm in my home city, my NHL city, if you will, and now I have the option of going back to my home country, how do I make that decision? It's not an easy decision because, as you mentioned, the picture of the travel in these particular countries could change in 48 hours, right? So that's what I would be wary of, even though part of me might really want to get home if I'm from Finland or Sweden or you know, pick a country where somebody might be from.
100%. Like, I've thought about that myself. No question about it. Like, if you are in your home market and you're self-quarantining yourself and you're feeling safe, I can only speak from my perspective and how I would feel, I wouldn't go anywhere, you know? Like, to me, this is bigger than you. This is bigger than me. If I'm feeling safe and I know where I am and I have my area sanitized and where I'm going to be and I can, it's a controlled environment. Why do you want to change your controlled environment and jump into something that's completely out of your control at this point? I mean, look, Canada just announced they're going to close the border to those who aren't Canadian citizens or permanent residents. You know, they're American citizens, I guess, could go too. But like, if you're a European, if you're playing, you're a player from Finland or you're a player from Sweden or a player from Russia, you now have to get to the airport. You have to fly on a plane and go to a place that you're not 100% sure of where they are and everything. Or you can stay hunkered down where you are, have your area that's clean, and just kind of live that way for the next little while. And that's me. That's what I would do. Like, I wouldn't go anywhere, but, you know, we'll see. I don't know the tug and the pull of going home when you're not, you know, for that opportunity either. But I wouldn't go anywhere just from a safety precaution. Heck, I don't even want to go down the street, you know, from a safety precaution, let alone, you know, into an airport, across the country, you know, get into an airplane and cross country into, you know, an uncontrolled environment.
Talking to Dan Rosen of NHL.com. Here with us on Darren Donick and Chase, and I'm curious of, I've seen a lot of the players on social media and sending videos and stuff to the fans while they're in self-quarantine, but maybe some other initiatives that the NHL or the players themselves might put out there to stay in contact with the fans, albeit, you know, digitally or on social media. You know, what are some things they might do during this downtime?
Very interesting question. Don't have a firm answer for you. Wouldn't be surprised if players started filming themselves doing their home workouts, you know, give the fans an idea of exactly how they're trying to stay fit and ready to go. If and when this lifts and everybody can go back to life as normal, if we can do that eventually, that is something that, you know, the players who are active on social media, wouldn't be shocked if they did some along those lines, took the initiative to do that. Just keep sending messages to fans. I know some players are out there donating signed jerseys, signed stuff to anybody in need at this point. So that's a great thing that they're doing. And, you know, we'll see, you know, we're trying to work on it right now. I have nothing firm for you right now, but I know we're trying to work on trying to get some player content and what these guys are up to and keeping busy, how they're handling all that for the hockey fans in general who look up to these guys or want to know what's going on with their favorite players and whatnot. So anything is open for business at this point, I think, because, you know, we're taking all ideas. And I wouldn't be shocked if players started just, you know, showing a little bit of what they're doing. Almost maybe as a PSA, even, you know, just like, hey, you could do this too.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, right? Yep. Set the example for those that, you know, maybe they're getting their information, they're getting informed through their favorite sports team.
Sure.
You know, that wherever they get it from, it can't hurt for, and Nick, I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but Nick Bonino basically did that yesterday on social media, saying we got to embrace this inconvenience that we all have to do the right thing to save lives.
Yeah. You know, be a good example, right? These guys, whether they like it or not, professional athletes, and I'm not just hockey players, but professional athletes in general, especially in the four major pro sports, they are role models. And I have a 10-year-old who looks up to some of them, you know, like, just the way it goes. Like, he plays his Xbox, he follows a bunch of them on social media and this, that, and, you know, he collects cards and does all that, and he's a perfect example of a of a kid who could be influenced by somebody doing the right thing, you know, one of these pro athletes doing the right thing on social media.
Well, and I think, too, I saw over the weekend that some NBA players have gotten on NBA 2K and are playing each other and playing actual games that were on the schedule. NASCAR drivers did the same thing. I could see the NHL doing something like that with the, you know, their relationship with EA Sports to have some sort of tournament with the players. Yeah, it'd be awesome because it's your chance to play against them.
It's your chance to get them, or you could just, you know, follow the results in sort of a tournament format, and there's your sports fix. You know, like, you get it where you can get it, right? So, that, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think any of that, this is an opportunity. If one thing I've gotten from this and discussions that I've had with my bosses and with other, you know, with our writers on our writer call that we have now daily, it's an opportunity to get creative and to do something you maybe not, you wouldn't normally do. And maybe you get creative and you do something you wouldn't normally do, and it's something that sticks, and you just keep doing it when everything's back to normal.
It's a good point. You never know. I think over the years, that's actually happened on this show. Sometimes they stick and it works out. Sometimes they flop and they don't. But, you know, you don't know until you try.
No one's going to blame you for a flop right now, right?
No doubt. Dan, really appreciate the visit. Be safe up there, and we'll talk soon.
All right, man. You guys too, guys. Thank you.
Dan Rosen, NHL.com, does a great job of covering the league. We will come back. More on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase next. As we talked about with Vince Ferrara in the last hour, NCAA, no more spring sports. Unfortunately, Vanderbilt will not get to defend their crown when it comes to baseball. And for the first time in a long time, UT, their baseball was rolling. Tony Vitello has done a really good job with that program. Who knows how far they were a ranked team. But we know the NCAA, no more spring sports. We know March Madness was shut down. By the way, there were supposed to be games in Dayton starting tonight. None of that is going to happen. The XFL season, canceled, done. A lot of sports have shut down and said, well, we'll pick things back up next season. And so that brings us to some of the other sports that could or may not come back, but yet they haven't made an announcement. And I said earlier in the show that upon further review, I would probably, we've done the 50%. That's kind of been my standard question when talking about, you know, Tom Brady or what have you. 50% over or under. So let's start there. Willie, 50% over, under NHL comes back and does something. Something.
For this season.
I would say over right now, even though, because I just think they're willing to take it very, very deep. As deep as they need to. I'm talking about midsummer. Yeah. I think they would try to do something.
Well, and that's the question. Would you, if you're the players, if you're you, a broadcaster, us, you know, that are a part of the radio network, would you consider sacrificing some of next season so you can get some of the finish to this season when you think about some of the other financial implications and things like that? Would you just pause until the summer, finish up this season with some playoffs or whatever, and then cut into next year to have somewhat of a break in between the two? That's the question that a lot of these leagues are asking, because if you believe everything that the NBA says, I mean, they're bracing for mid-June. They're going to come back and finish the season.
Well, they could say that. That's the best case scenario.
Yeah,
that's the best case scenario. And remember, they haven't played as much of their season as –
yeah,
the NHL.
They start a little bit later, so right. they're about a handful of games behind the NHL, about five games behind.
So I think what you're bringing up, Chase, is something that they theoretically could have to face, right? Because you can't play. Let's just take a date of September 15th, the final day of the Stanley Cup is awarded September 15th. Well, you can't turn around and start training camp a week later, right? You would have to make amends.
Well,
you would have to adjust the next year's schedule.
Right.
Now, maybe next year's schedule is pushed back a month and you go from there. But, I mean, these are all things that everything's on the table, right? They've said that. Everything's on the table.
But here's the other part of this, and I said this earlier. This is an opportunity for every major sports league to now experiment if they want to. They can look at all these conversations that we have on Sports Talk Radio of, oh, baseball plays too many games. They should, you know, knock it down to this, or oh, the NHL should do this, or the NBA should do that. Well, they have the opportunity now to look at that. So let's say they do come back in June, and the NBA and the NHL finish their seasons and have playoffs, and so then they have to push back the start of the next season, and they have to knock 10, 12 games, whatever it is, off. They might look at that and go, you know what? It's not bad. Not a bad idea. Baseball comes back, knocks off 40 games, 50 games, whatever. They have scheduled doubleheaders. I mean, this is an opportunity to kind of see, you know, looking at it from a sports standpoint, of see how some of these scheduling things worked. And then you can spread everything out more, and you can give proper coverage to other sports, and you don't have as much overlap. We like the overlap. And I don't want to see it go away
completely.
There might
be some extreme overlap.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, we might.
I mean, if basketball and hockey are playing in July, August, which is very possible, if they want to try to take this that deep, then there's some serious overlap.
Which,
right?
Baseball would probably.
And how far would baseball go in November as they face more and more the reality of they're not going to start anytime soon? Right.
Well, their sport is a little bit different because you really can only take it so far. Like, you don't, and they've done this before. You, and I know because I've sat in the stands during the blizzard of a World Series.
Right,
like, you don't want your sport on its biggest stage playing in.
They
play in the elements, and you don't want that. It's one thing for a football game, but you don't want baseball being played in the snow, right? In 26 degrees.
No way. Not unless you decided we're going to take a dome and have the whole postseason tournament being played down there. This is where the creativity, you might have to face choices like that. But right now, I think it's basically how much of the season will they be able to get in when it's time to make that call, as baseball is in the situation where they're starting at the beginning, not towards the end of their season. They're delaying the beginning, so there's a lot of issues that they're dealing with that are very different than what the NBA and the NHL are dealing with.
It is extremely difficult. On what, I don't even know if there is a right answer, because I think we're all dealing with a lot of what these leagues are in rooms talking about. Or, well, maybe they're not in rooms. Maybe they're talking over a conference call.
FaceTiming,
Skyping, whatever they have to do. But we're all trying to figure out, like, what's the right call? What's the right decision? What's the responsible decision? Because unless we all just wrap ourselves up in bubbles and stay in a room and lock the door, you know what I mean? It's like, so you have to choose what to do, because I just realized over the weekend we were a little bit phony. Like, our son had a basketball, end of the year basketball get together to kind of celebrate their season, which they had a very successful year, and he had also had a birthday party to go to on Saturday. That we chose, like, it's, we just decided after we, I talked about Friday, really kind of changed everything for me. It really did. We had a doctor on, and I did a whole lot of research, and I talked to a lot of people, and it just really kind of changed the mindset of, wow, I don't think it can be business as usual. Like, things can be, but a lot of things no longer can be until we kind of get through this. And so, what is it? But we're also a little bit phony because we went out Saturday night and went to a restaurant and celebrated someone's birthday. So on one hand, we did what we thought was the right thing, and on the other hand, we were a little bit phony because it's like, well, what were you doing in a restaurant? So
we're all jamming on the brakes.
Yeah,
right?
What's the right call? I mean, so these leagues are going, and I don't envy them, because as they talk this through, really the other free pass, Chase, that you didn't mention is, if they do shut down and just say, you know what, unfortunately it's a lost cause, we have to end on that note, they're not going to get crushed for it, right? Everybody,
no.
There is a free pass. Basically, everybody has a free pass, and you're not, there's no feedback from it. You don't get any blowback from saying, you know what, we just can't make this work. But here is the really tough part, as we've talked about on the show today. Okay, so if you salve, let's just say you say we can't do this season, but then you're also not in the clear of next year too. Like, it could get affected next year, because until, as we talked about, there's a vaccine, the fall sports are going to have to go, may have to go through this again. Maybe. I don't know, but you don't know the answer, right? You don't know if you're going to have to address it again.
You plan for every different scenario. That's all you can do, because it's a moving, fluid situation. But what has been consistent between Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL? And I have not checked MLS. They may well have done the same thing. But I have seen releases from MLB, NBA, and NHL. All of what they have announced today has to do with the latest CDC recommendation, right? They lead their leagues, right? The leadership of each league takes their cue from the leadership of the CDC, right? That's what we're looking for, is leadership. Make the call. They say 8 weeks, 50 or more. That's their recommendation. Boom. We react as our league. We take that recommendation. That's why I've been saying all along today, the TSSAA has got to take the cue here, and they need to react, right? Make the call. You lead your group. You take the directive. See what the major sports are doing. To me, high school spring sports are no different than MLB or NBA, NHL, right? These are the recommendations from the CDC.
The NCAA has already done shut down.
College has already done it.
That's what I'm saying. The NCAA has already said,
I'm surprised the SEC
hasn't
gone past the April 15th, because I would think that realistically, you know, we got to go past April 15th. There's no way April 15th is happening based on this 8-week recommendation, unless you're disagreeing with the ones that we have put in charge to make these decisions. The CDC is the top, right? 8 weeks.
And there's another event that, to my knowledge, has not been postponed, the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's not all. It's not for a while, but there's a lot of talk
still,
that it'll be pushed back.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to have to be.
I can't imagine.
When was it scheduled to start? Not until August.
July 24th through August 9th.
Yeah, so that's right on the border. I guess
you're talking
perfect world.
But you're talking about a gathering of the world.
Yeah. I don't know that you
that's
have to make
be
that
a
decision
one.
Today, but I think in a month the picture will become clearer.
There's another trade in the National Football League.
Austin Hooper to the Browns.
Yes.
David Johnson to the Texans. DeAndre Hopkins to the Cardinals. All right, we'll tell you about the other trade on the other side. Is it a big one? What's the scale of 1 to 10? What is it?
I'd say it's about a 7.
Okay. We'll hear what that trade is on the other side of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Let's go over to our NFL trade desk. Chase, what's the latest?
All right. Well, we have a trade Adam Schefter has put out there. The Atlanta Falcons, who will be without the services of Austin Hooper because he's reportedly signing with the Browns, they have acquired tight end Hayden Hurst in a Ravens 2020 fourth round pick. Baltimore, in return, gets the Falcons 2020 second round pick and their 2020 fifth round pick, according to sources to Adam Schefter and ESPN. So Hayden Hurst going to Atlanta.
So they trade Hooper for Hurst.
Yep.
Basically.
Yep.
Also saw the Falcons release Devontae Freeman.
They did.
Another one of those bad running back deals. So we've seen two bad running back deals. One shown the door and the other traded into the other conference. I mean, I still have yet to see anyone, and I mean anyone, say that, okay, I like that deal for the Texans. It's been basically, they have been taken out back and just, the Texans and Bill O'Brien. I saw somebody tweet, the Titans' best player right now is Bill O'Brien. Which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good.
Although you could probably reference everybody in the division right now should be thanking Bill O'Brien. I just... Nobody knows. I mean, what does David Johnson have? The last three seasons, he spent 3 years ago completely out with the ACL, and the last 2 years of really just being very, very average to below average. Average 2 years ago, way below average last year. So much that they went out and traded for Kenyon Drake and basically were willing to let anybody, who was the other guy, I picked up in fantasy football that was really good until he got hurt.
Yeah.
Some guy nobody even heard of. It's like they were like looking for any option other than David Johnson. So they trade a bad contract and a guy who knows what he has left in the tank to Houston for DeAndre Hopkins, which he's in the prime of his career and is a top three receiver in the league. I mean, he is a stud, elite receiver, elite. Some would make the case that he's the best receiver in the league, I guess, depending on who you talk to. And so how could anybody, and in return, the Texans basically get a second-round pick?
Yeah, I can't make any.
Because they swapped fourths. Were both of them in 2021 or one this year and one next year, the fourths?
I thought they were this year. I'm trying to find. There's a lot. Shaq Lawson is
looks like the,
going to the Dolphins.
Looks like the, yeah, Dolphins are. By the way, the Browns are very interested in Case Keenum as their backup.
He's somebody that I kind of targeted for the Titans that I could see him being a backup option for them, for Ryan Tannehill. But, I mean, you listen to Teron, sounds like Logan Woodside could be the guy. I still think I would take a look elsewhere and see what is available for the backup position. Because as you have said for many, many years, my friend, that is very important for them to have.
No doubt. But, I mean, gosh. Really? I mean, if Tannehill misses like four games, is they feel that good about Logan Woodside?
Yeah.
Another
piece of news just coming out. Somebody that we know, Ramon Foster, who has been with the Steelers, has announced he is retired.
Oh, wow.
So.
He has been a stalwart on their offensive line for many, many years. Of course, UT guy. Wow. The big ragu?
Mm-hmm. He's been in here before. He has done some shows.
He's been on this show before many times.
Yeah.
He lives here.
Yep.
I think he lives up north of town.
Yep.
Gallatin, Hendersonville, somewhere up there. Yeah.
So that just came out. The Steelers made it official, put it on their Twitter.
Did you guys see the guy who had bought up 17,700 bottles of hand sanitizer?
Yes.
From Chattanooga.
Come on.
From Chattanooga. And it was trying to resell it on Amazon and eBay and everything. He got shut down.
Good.
And I shamed. Hope so. And received death threats. And then the next picture was the police. He had it in storage bins.
That's just ridiculous.
And they were loading them, taking them out of the storage bins and putting them in trucks. I guess he was shamed into donating them to churches to hand out to people who, you know, need it.
Unreal.
Unfortunately, you see this stuff all the time when there's it happens in.
But, you know, it's important to call these people out now.
Yeah.
Because we're just starting. We're just starting this process. They're releasing new figures every day on, because remember, we're still catching up on the testing. We haven't tested everybody. We don't know how many. But the more days go by and the more tests we have, the more we're going to find. So today they have pinpointed seven more cases in Davidson County of coronavirus. So the total now is 24. And as everybody has said, it's going to get worse. So don't freak out about that because it's inevitable. We're going to find more before the number comes back down. The question is, how can we limit how many more? So the age range is from 11 to 73, one hospitalized. Mayor Cooper commits to providing relief to individuals impacted
by COVID-19 responses taken by his administration. So this is where we're at.
And as Dan Rosen told us, Canada is going to close their border to folks who are not Canadian citizens or permanent residents, also not their immediate families or American citizens. So there's some changes over there. If you're just looking to go hang out in Canada right now, not going to happen. All right, we'll come back, close up shop on this Monday afternoon. Next, you're on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Over the weekend, yesterday to be exact, agreed to a four-year, $118 million contract extension with Ryan Tannehill, $62 million of it fully guaranteed. And as Teron Davenport told us earlier, it's not really a four-year deal, which they never are, right? Did I see Kirk Cousins get re-upped?
He did.
By Minnesota?
Two-year extension. I was a little surprised by that.
How much money has Kirk Cousins made in his NFL career?
A lot.
He got franchise tagged twice in Washington. He signed a fully guaranteed deal in Minnesota for, what, 3 years? And now they just added on essentially another two more years of fully guaranteed. I think it was $66 million with $61 million of it guaranteed.
Another big trade coming.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I'm just seeing that.
Stephon Diggs, speaking of
Cousins,
the Vikings.
Yeah.
He just tweeted, it's time for a new beginning.
Well, you knew he was, I mean, he was very unhappy last year.
Right.
Very unhappy. So I've not seen, where's he going?
Seattle? Everybody, well, that's what somebody just said. Everybody is replying to it, but he's the one that has tweeted, it's time for a new beginning. So who knows what that means? But I just saw Alan Bell said, did Stephon Diggs just get traded to Seattle?
Well, Pro Football Rumors put out there that the Seahawks were very interested in Stephon Diggs in a trade.
Ooh, that would be I would guess, nasty.
In a matter of minutes, I would guess that you will have your answer.
How about that? So we could have, if this happens, in that division today alone, Diggs to Seattle – with Russell Wilson.
But that DeAndre still is Hopkins, no confirmation, by the
no,
way.
No, I understand. I said if this happens, if this were true, Diggs to Seattle, instantly they're number one for Russell Wilson. DeAndre Hopkins to Arizona for Kyler Murray in that division. Whew. And oh, by the way, the team that represented the NFC in the division in the NFC last year that was in the Super Bowl, was out of that division. And there's still this whole thing of where's Tom Brady going?
Yeah, that has to happen.
Which a lot of people think, if you've looked at what people are speculating today, I kind of feel like they're saying it's a two-team race. And the Patriots are not one of the two teams. Bucks or what Chargers.
What was the team that I said before we even got off on this Titans and Brady conversation? I was one of the first people to say it. The Chargers.
The Jags.
No, it wasn't the Jags, it was the Chargers. It makes so much sense.
Yep. I think you're going to be right. I think.
I think there's a good chance.
Although if you're going to go to the place with the best weapons, you're
I
going
can
to
tweet
Tampa.
Him and ask him.
Sure. I mean, he won't get back to you, but you should tweet him.
Here's what's fun about all of that, because I was getting blown up yesterday.
Is there a chance you ran him off? Like he got nervous.
Yeah, but no. But I mean,
being stalked in Nashville.
We don't know. They just signed Tannehill. So, but somebody did tweet me and said, I can't wait to see the next series, which is Chase apologizing to Ryan Tannehill and trying to make up with him.
Like, you were just trying to get info. That's
yeah, I if you listen to the show, I have been on Team Tannehill that was the way you go. Now I tweeted to try and find info out, but didn't work.
Apparently Mike Reese, who we enjoy having on the show, has said the Bucks have made an air quotes an aggressive pitch for Tom Brady's services.
Yeah, but this isn't gonna I think this is gonna go on a while. Like, I don't think this gets resolved this week, and it doesn't have to. Brady can take his time. Because if you're really interested in Tom Brady, guess what you're going to do? You're going to wait on Tom Brady.
But if you don't get him, then what?
Well, then there are an abundance of quarterbacks available.
Ryan now, Fitzpatrick.
Or Andy Dalton.
Or you're drafting going
Marcus
to
Mariota.
Yeah, well, yeah, Marcus Mariota. Look, there are quarterbacks available.
They
just may not be the best quarterbacks available. But if you really want Tom Brady, then you might have to risk it.
Well, so where is Jameis Winston going to end up?
He's another one of those.
I mean, it looks like the Bucs do not want to have to go back to Jameis Winston. It just looks clear as day that they don't want
to. If you were the Colts, would you rather have Winston or Rivers?
Great question. What could now? Bruce Arians is a pretty good guru of quarterbacks.
Yes,
right. He's pretty good,
and he's given up on
Frank Reich.
Winston.
Right, and he has basically sent the signal. I want to try. I think we can do better.
And Frank Reich is another guru
that's
of quarterbacks.
Guy. But Frank Reich has to be wary of Bruce Arians going.
If you had five, if you could tell your top five gurus of quarterbacks, I mean, Andy Reid's one of them. I'd put Doug Peterson in there. Frank Reich.
L.A. Rams.
Yeah. McVay.
Yeah.
For sure. Pat, you know who else is in there? Maybe not as a head coach, but as an OC, is Shermer. I think he's pretty good with quarterbacks. Shanahan is another one.
Who was the guy that was a long time in the Titans, brought him in as a Munchak, brought him in as a consultant?
Tom Moore.
That's
he
right.
was with Peyton for a long time.
Yeah. Like Kelly Holcomb had a couple of these guys. Of course, the well-traveled QB who played on several different teams. But Bruce Arians and Tom Moore were two guys that he really always said, these guys are on another level. These guys are great coaches. He also played for some coaches that he thought were not great.
Yes.
At helping quarterbacks along.
The big ragu, Ramon Foster, 11 years in the NFL. Steelers will be looking for another offensive lineman.
Yeah, he was
Ramon
good. He had
Foster,
a good
really good career, and looks like he is going to retire, and I would assume retire here in Middle Tennessee, where he lives in the offseason.
Yep. Went to UT, of course. So,
little known fact, I'll just go on and say this. I don't care. You've never even heard this before. Little known fact, years ago when he was still playing, years ago, he wanted to do this.
Yeah.
This is what he wanted to do. I hosted a couple shows with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted to do this. And we're like, yeah, you might want to keep taking those NFL checks, Ramon.
You might make more money that way.
No, you will make more money that way. And he was smart.
Why was he here for
I think it was
period?
The yeah.
I think it was just during an off season.
It was.
That he was
it
hanging
was.
Out.
And he wasn't sure but then. He's like, you know.
That was several years ago.
Several years
ago. So he kept playing. He obviously.
He made a lot more money after that. In fact, the offseason that he came in and did that, he signed a big fat deal with Pittsburgh that offseason.
Maybe we were the leverage he needed.
Well, they got wind that he was doing radio in Nashville, and they're like, "We got to get the big ragu.
We're going to lose him to the game.
We got to let him know that we need him back. We need to be aggressive with our offer. If he's doing radio for the game in Nashville, we got to be aggressive."
They plucked him away.
You're welcome, Ramon.
He,
you're welcome for that big deal in Pittsburgh.
They saw that he had overtures, and they. They stepped up and got him back.
But a very good career for him, in all seriousness. But that was serious, by the way. That he really did do that. He really wanted to get into this business and probably still does now that his playing career is over. Okay, that will do it for us today. As we've kind of said all day, just be cognizant. Don't freak out. Don't panic. Just be aware. Don't be flippant. We'll continue to talk about this, the NFL. Hopefully, we'll get us through this week. And then after that, We'll figure it out just like everything else.
We'll figure it
out.
You
never know.
It'll be fluid. Oh, gosh.
We will adapt. We will adapt. Everybody's got to adapt. Come on. Every decision you make affects everybody around you.
Have a great rest of your day. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. 10 a.m. I just tried to get us an extra hour. No, that's morning drives hour. 10 a.m. We'll see you then. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't
stay here. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.